cloudy in Nashville. We expect a high in the mid-80s with plenty of sun today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Nashville's Metro Council passed the city's first set of regulations for data centers on Tuesday. The legislation limits where data centers can be built based on facility size and energy use, how much noise they can produce, and how often they can use on-site fossil fuel generation. The council also passed a moratorium on all new data center permits until December 1st. Mayor Freddie O'Connell says this will give the council time to set up more rules.
This was a pretty thoughtful response. We have until December to look at if we're going to make any adjustments to the regulatory framework. And, you know, we have an executive order that has now got all departments sort of looking at this issue comprehensively.
The council also advanced legislation from O'Connell. The mayor aims to use eminent domain to buy the site where data center developer DC Blocks plans to build a facility just a short distance from the Nashville Zoo. DC Blocks bought the more than 20-acre property last week for $23 million. The new regulations passed on Tuesday probably will not apply to this project unless Nashville's Board of Zoning Appeals finds the initial permit to be deficient. Otherwise, to successfully intervene via eminent domain, the city will have to prove to a court that seizing the DC Blocks property is necessary. And today's Nash Villager podcast gets into the process of how eminent domain works in Tennessee. There's also a possible use of it coming up in Rutherford County as well, which we talk about on that news podcast, which you can hear.